Welcome to the Gertrude Vanderbilt and Harold S. Vanderbilt Visiting Writers Spring Literary Symposium. Some of you have already been to the events we've had. The Vanderbilt English Department has been holding this event for nearly 50 years. Each spring we bring together a group of writers to read from their work and speak on a topic of literary interest. This year our theme is Writer and Critic. We have three writers who also write criticism, essays, and reviews about their art. One of the features of our symposium is a panel discussion, which we're about to have, in which the writers can weigh in on the symposium topic and exchange views with those of us in the audience. Each of them is going to say briefly something about being both a writer and a critic, and then open it up for questions from us. Before I introduce the panelists, let me remind you that the last event of the symposium will be at 4:10 this afternoon in Buttrick 101, where the poet David Lehman will read from his work. Briefly, our panelists are Linda Gregerson. She is the Frederick G.L. Hootwell Professor and Professor of English at the University of Michigan. Her collections of poetry include Waterborne, for which she received the Kingsley Tufts Poetry Award, The Woman Who Died in Her Sleep, and Fire in the Conservatory. She's also the author of The Reformation of the Subject, Spencer, Milton, and the English Protestant Epic, and a book of essays on contemporary American poetry, Negative Capability. David Lehman, here on the end, he's written at least six collections of poems, When a Woman Loves a Man, The Evening Sun, The Daily Mirror, A Journal in Poetry, Valentine Place, Operation Memory, and An Alternative to Speech. In addition, he has collaborated with James Cummins to produce a book of sestinas entitled Jim and Dave Defeat the Masked Man. His books of criticism include The Last Avant-Garde, The Making of the New York School of Poets, The Big Question, The Line Forms Here, and Signs of the Times, Deconstruction and the Fall of Paul de Man. He's also written a study of detective novels, The Perfect Murder, and is the editor of the Oxford Anthology of American Poetry. And James Wood, in the middle, he's the author of two books of criticism, The Broken Estate, Essays on Literature and Belief, and The Irresponsible Self, on Laughter in the Novel, and a novel, The Book Against God. He's also edited and written introductions for a number of volumes by modern writers, including Saul Bellow, Graham Greene, D.H. Lawrence, and Thomas Hardy, and is a senior editor for The New Republic. So, Linda, take it away.
Thank you for coming this afternoon, and thank you for hosting us at Vanderbilt for these 2 days. We were just having a very informal discussion over lunch about questions of writing and questions of commuting amongst genres of writing. And one question in particular reminded me that my experience of those genres is often threefold rather than dual. That is, I work as a poet and I work as a critic. I do and am very wedded to doing a certain amount of reviewing of new work by fellow poets, and then extending that into longer essays, sometimes book form. But I also practice literary scholarship. My own period happens to be the English Renaissance, and there has been a noted divide between the ordinary course of literary scholarship and what we used to call practical criticism, or the practice of trying a phrase that James used an hour ago, which seemed to me, I'm just going to steal, though with attribution, because it seemed splendid, the passionate redescription, did I get that right? Which is the task of a critic, one who wishes to write about new work, who wishes, first of all, to receive new work, to be open to it, to listen intently, and to learn from that work its own most salient and urgent terms and modes of proceeding. That is not the exclusive or ordinary course of scholarly practice anymore. Different kinds of theoretical allegiances, different analytic urgencies have dominated in professional scholarship. So the commute is one I feel very privileged to be able to conduct slovenly, as is my commute sometimes, and attended by much chaos. I think there's enormous intellectual continuity among these terrains. There is for me. I don't believe that good writing, for instance, or cadence, or attention to the exhilarating inherited structure of thought we call syntax, for example. I don't believe that is peculiar to what we call creative writing. Critics who are worth their salt work in that language too, and with that vested, inherited instrument. I don't think analysis is peculiar to criticism, and that poetry somehow or fiction needs to be protected from analytic modes of mind. Nevertheless, I think there are differences. There are differences of proportion. There are different contracts of expectation between writer and readership when one is practicing criticism and one is practicing the novel or poetry. And for me, the enormous benefit of working in more than one mode has been that I don't have to burden any one mode with all the kinds of thinking or inquiry I would like to do. There are forms of discursive thoroughness that are proper to criticism and kill a poem. There are forms of figurative thought or metaphoric investigation that can lapse into preciosity in criticism and self-indulgence that I can then... So what the benefit for me has been that I can... there I have an appetite for certain kinds of proceedings and certain... Some of it has to do with the pacing of apprehension, certain kinds of pacing. And I don't have to fit it all into one thing. It's not, if I can't cram it in at this moment, it's forever lost to me. And so the ability to siphon off or to bracket certain modes of proceeding and save them for another venue has been very beneficial and a very happy thing for me. I think that's where I'm going to stop for this initial comment.
I'm glad that Linda mentioned the threefold commute, not to get too figurative about this, the threefold commute that she does. I'm